KTAR News on 92.3 FM. Get some perspective. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
So I wanted to take this opportunity, restoring faith in humanity, to talk about something that restores my faith in humanity, not once, but twice a week. Sometimes three times a week, Pamela.
Yeah.
And the Batman theme is not by accident, okay? You have been there. You brought Riley. You brought Chris to an amazing children's charity called the Colton Cowell Foundation.
Yeah.
And we had an awesome, I volunteer. It's not about me. I volunteer there. And last night was a super special night because last night was the 500th child to go through there.
That's amazing.
500 of them. Angel, by the way, was our kid last night, and he was fantastic.
Okay, so I've been there, but I'm not going to assume our audience knows. So what kind of kids, what does the Colton Cowell Foundation do?
The way the Colton Cowell Foundation works is that children's charities nominate children, and many times they're not told even what's happening or what's going to happen or what they're going to, right? And they show up and become a superhero for the night. The way the story plays out is that Mr. Bruce Wayne is unable to attend, which means no Batman. So when there is an issue with the Joker, well, the kid has to step in, and the Colton Cowell Foundation has its own Batmobile, Batcopter, Batcycle.
You got the Batcopter
slide
now?
Down the poles. Yeah, you know, the bookcase opens up. You've got the William Shakespeare head. It's all based on the 1966 version of the Batman TV show. So it's not the scary Batman. It's kind of the pow zap bang Batman, you know, Adam West version. And so 10 years ago, it all started. 10 years ago, there was a little boy named Colton. Colton Cowell. And Mr. Wayne, you and I know who we're talking about when we say Mr. Wayne. Mr. Wayne took his Batmobile over and heard that Colton wasn't feeling well. And gave the keys to his dad and let him drive his son around in the Batmobile.
And it's a legit Batmobile.
No, it's a real Batmobile. Yeah. Flames come out
of
the back.
This isn't like, hey, I took a sports car and put Batmobile. It's a legit Batmobile.
I put pictures up. It's on our Facebook page if you
want.
You can see pictures of last night.
Yeah.
You see the poles. You see Angel. You see the Batmobile. You see the Batcycle. And what started with one kid getting to ride in the Batmobile is now this amazing organization called the Colton Cowell Foundation, where, again, last night, and I got the numbers, okay, because I think the numbers are important. Last night, Angel, who is a phenomenal young man and is...
How old would you say he is?
Angel is probably 7 or 8.
Okay. And I'm just trying to paint a picture.
And just so you know, Angel's gone through more than you and I ever will.
Yeah.
And Angel is fantastic and has an awesome attitude. Angel was the 500th kid to be the superhero, to have the superhero experience. And those 500 kids, the way the charity works is the charity gives the money back to the children's charities that nominate the kids. So it's a way for children's charities to fund what they do. And he handed over checks last night. All right. The kid gets to hand the checks back to the charities that nominate him to go through the superhero experience. And those 500 kids have given to 224, we had a 224th different children's charity last night. We had a new one last night and have given back just over $1.3 million.
That's incredible.
It is an amazing
thing. It started
organically.
A very, you know, like a random act of kindness.
Yes.
And so many times when we talk about faith in humanity and we end the show on a high note like that, it is those kinds of stories.
Yeah.
It's those small acts of kindness that go so far. And a lot of times they grow into something that you could never have imagined.
You know, it's one of those things where when you... If you just hear about it, oh, a kid's going to go and do this Batman thing. I like to say at the end of the show, no matter what you thought you were coming to, this probably isn't exactly what you were going to get. Because while the kids are getting to have fun and they're sliding down the pole and they get to ride the Batmobile and do all this cool stuff, right? It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours of nonstop stuff to do.
Yeah.
At the end, they give back. And really, that's the lesson that Mr. Wayne and the Wayne Foundation want every one of those kids to leave with, which is giving is fun and giving back to others is what's really important. Not, owning a Batmobile, not having a Batcopter. Yeah, that's cool, but sharing and giving back to others. So it's a way to teach these kids as well as offer their families. Because, I mean, these kids...
A little bit of respite.
Yeah.
Great.
Because keep in mind, I mean, we see a lot of kids from Hope Kids. We see a lot of kids from Children's Cancer Network, a variety of different children's charities around the Valley that are dealing with some kids with some really significant life issues. And Angel is amazing. And Angel
I think it's pretty amazing. How long have you been doing that?
I think I've been doing about 5 years now.
Okay. I think it's pretty amazing you've been doing that for 5 years.
Oh, it's awesome. The best part of my week. last night, absolute highlight. It's phenomenal.
Congratulations to you and Mr. Wayne.
Yeah, you can find out more.
On the 500th.
You know how you can find out more, by the way? You could text the word CAVE to 411-923. We have that set up. You text CAVE to 411-923 and you can learn all about the Colton Cowell Foundation.
Awesome.
How you can help, and maybe you need to sponsor a child to come on down, you know? CAVE to 411-923 gives you all the information you want.